From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting President Obama to deliver a historic speech to the African Union. President Obama ends his two-nation, five-day trip to Africa with an unprecedented address to the African Union headquartered in Addis Ababa. Mr. Obama Monday discussed the conflict in South Sudan with regional leaders. In talks with Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn, the president acknowledged a frank discussion on human rights, where the government has complete control of parliament and the media.
In a global economy that's increasingly driven by technology and the internet, continued growth in Ethiopia depends on the free flow of information and open exchanges of ideas. I believe that when all voices are being heard, when people know that they're included in the political process, that makes a country stronger and more successful and more innovative.
Mr. Haile Mariam said Ethiopia is committed to improving human rights and good governance. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security following last week's deadly attacks in the country. On Monday, the U.S. said it's working with Ankara on a plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria. A U.S. official said the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border. But U.S. spokesman John Kirby said, despite Turkish media reports, there is no decision made on creating a no-fly zone over northern Syria.
There's no imposition of a no-fly zone, and we're not considering one. But what is under consideration is, you know, deepening cooperation with our Turkish allies to counter ISIL in northwest Syria. We're going to continue to talk with them about how to do that.
The U.S. is concerned creation of a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government air raids in the region would draw U.S. forces deeper into the four-year conflict to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Ankara has also agreed to allow U.S.-led coalition forces to use its air bases for airstrikes on insurgents. This is VOA News. The United States issued its annual human rights report Monday showing widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes on the world economy, leaving millions exploited. Secretary of State John Kerry calls the exploitation modern slavery, brutalizing girls and women into prostitution, forcing many into low-wage jobs if they're even paid at all for their work.
And by issuing it, we want to bring to the public's attention the full nature and scope of a $150 billion illicit trafficking industry. And it is an industry. We want to provide evidence and facts that will help people who are already striving to achieve reforms to alleviate suffering and to hold people accountable.
Among the nearly 190 ranked governments on combating human trafficking, the U.S. moved Cuba, with whom it has renewed diplomatic relations, off its blacklist onto a watch list to see whether its island neighbor acts to improve its human rights record. The report also elevates Malaysia, which Washington has included in a prospective Pacific Rim trade agreement, to the watch list. Secretary Kerry sets out this weekend on a trip to the Middle East and Southeast Asia that will take him to Egypt, Qatar, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. His first effort will be to promote the international nuclear agreement with Tehran. He will take part in a Gulf Cooperation Council meeting in Doha to try to ease concerns in the region about the deal. The Sunni-dominated Gulf countries are alarmed of Iran's regional ambitions now that global sanctions are to be lifted. In Burundi, the parliament sat for the first time Monday after President Pierre Nkurunziza won a disputed third term in office in last week's election. Main opposition leader Agathon Rwasa said he'll play the game despite boycotting the polls. Mr. Nkurunziza's bid was criticized as unconstitutional and provoked violent street protests, a refugee exodus, and attempted coup. Meanwhile, UN electoral observers in Burundi say last week's vote there was not an inclusive, free, and credible poll. The observers said the election was marred by a lack of freedom of expression and the press. A terror attack in India's Punjab state has left at least 10 dead, prompting authorities to increase security along the Pakistan border. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinanagar, opening fire as they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements engaged in a nearly 12-hour gun battle that killed all the attackers. China's benchmark stock market in Shanghai fluctuated from negative to positive territory in trading today after losing 8.5% Monday, the sharpest one-day decline in 8 years. World markets also fell on concern about the state of China's economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.